Well, Dizzy is was always a ladies' man. I mean, Dizzy had a good eye for the ladies, and because he was always making jokes and everything, he'd get away with it. I mean, he'd be talking to whatever lady that happened to come in. A lot of pretty ladies came into to Birdland, and so he came in one time from being on the road, and he had this tune that he and Milt Jackson were playing. Milt, whenever the band played Birdland, Milt greeted me like a long-lost brother because at last he could get up from the piano. In Dizzy's band, he was playing both piano and vibes because Dizzy couldn't afford both a pianist and a vibraphone player in this group. And so what would happen would be that when Dizzy was playing, Milt would have to play comp on piano. When Milt was playing, either Dizzy or Bill Graham, who was a saxophone player, would play comp for Milt. And so, it was just uncomfortable for Milt to have to keep, at that point, to keep switching around because he really wanted to concentrate on the vibes. So they get to Birdland and they're playing his tune. And so I said, what's the tune called? He doesn't have a name. And so we're going to do a broadcast that night from Birdland. And so he said, yeah, I'm going to have to call it something. Let me see, what do I want to call it? And so having just noticed him hit on a young lady, I said, why don't you call it Burke's Works? So he said, okay. And he did.